Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Templar's Last Secret by Martin Walker, narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie. Chapter 1. Bruno Courage, chief of police of the small French town of Saint-Denis, awoke a few seconds before 6, just as the dawn was breaking. His cockerel, Blanco, named for a French rugby hero, greeted the new day as Bruno donned his tracksuit and running shoes. The morning jog through the springtime woods around his home in the Périgord countryside was a delight as the sun cast long beams through the pale of the new buds and leaves on the trees. The temperature was exactly as he liked it, not cold enough for gloves, but crisp and fresh enough for him to enjoy warming up as he ran, his basset hound, Balzac, bounding along at his side. Back at his home, its old stone walls glowing in the early light, Bruno fed his geese and chickens, watered his vegetable garden, and took a look at the seedlings in the new greenhouse he had built from a kit. He placed his kettle on the stove for coffee and put one of his fresh eggs into a saucepan to boil while he checked his emails, then turned on the radio tuned to France Bleu Périgord. He grilled the last half of yesterday's baguette, shared it with Balzac, and sliced his toast thin so he could dip it into the egg yolk. The national radio news ended and shifted to the local news. At the third item, Bruno pricked up his ears. Périgueux psychologist Marie-France Dutillet has filed a complaint with the procureur on the slow progress of the investigation into allegations of paedophilia at a church-run children's home near Moussidon, some 30 years ago.